We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Dunes Summer Theater. We have the artistic director, of course, Steve Scott, and Elise Cremani, the managing director, and they're all part of the Dunes Arts Foundation. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you,
Larry. Good to see you both. Hi.
Yeah, Ashley. It's very good to see both of you.
So we first want to talk about your 2024 season, which you just had auditions for, and now you're getting ready to gear up for. So, Steve, tell us about some of the shows you've picked, kind of a wide variety of things. And I guess your opening show will be May 31st. So tell us about your season.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's a pretty varied season. The first show is a play that lots of people have heard of and probably seen in other productions, Blithe Spirit by Noel Coward, which is a wonderful kind of farce about a man whose departed wife comes back to visit him as a ghost. And then, as we say, hilarity ensues. It's one of the funniest plays ever written. It's really a classic of its kind. And I think it's going to be a great way to kick off a really interesting season of the Dunes. So, yes, that runs starting at the end of May through the middle of June. So I'm happy about that. The second play is one of my personal favorite plays, a play that I've never been able to actually produce or direct. It's a play called Tally's Folly by Lanford Wilson, which is a really charming little play that takes place in the during World War II. And it's about two people, two kind of misfits in a small town in Missouri who find each other. There are lots of obstacles to their relationship, but ultimately everything ends very, very happy. It's a lovely play with lovely characters, and I think it's going to be a play that hasn't been done in a while, but I think it's a play that our audiences are really going to take to. And then our third major production is a musical of The Bridges of Madison County, which, of course, was a very popular film a number of years ago with Meryl Streep and Clint Eastwood. Before that was a best-selling book. And it's the romantic story, again, taking place in a small town, this time in Iowa, of a housewife who has found the boredom in her life and all of a sudden is encountered by a photojournalist who is in town to document the bridge, the famous covered bridge that is in their town. And a wonderful romance, and I won't tell you how it ends, with a beautiful score by Jason Robert Brown. It's a play that hasn't been done much around here, so I'm anxious to introduce audiences at the Dunes to it. I think, I think it's going to be something they take to a great deal.
So, Steve, was that kind of your overall theme? Because there seems to be quite a romantic spirit theme going on.
I didn't plan it that way, but it kind of does, doesn't it? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's romance in three very different situations.
Yes.
I guess it speaks to the romantic in me. I hope it speaks to the romantic in a lot of people, and I think it will. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And then, of course, we have our Broadway Cabaret in August, followed by the second iteration of our New Plays Festival, which was very successful last year for us, featuring works by local playwrights and kind of introducing you to some of the wonderful creative people we have in Northwest Indiana.
What a season. And how many plays do you do in that Voices from the Heartland?
Last year we did four, and I think we'll probably do the same number this year. A couple of the plays that we did in the festival last year were so good that we're kind of thinking of them for future production. So it's a lovely way of kind of...
Isn't that kind of the goal?
Yeah. I mean, we're discovering writers and bringing them to the fore, and hopefully we can kind of shepherd them into full production somewhere down the line. So that's one of the most exciting parts of my job for me.
Yeah, your own version of Project Runway.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Without Heidi and Tim. I love kind of discovering people and kind of giving them their due as artists. So
a boost.
We'll see where that goes this year.
I think you had one night that had a couple of short theater pieces.
Yes.
Is that correct? So maybe more than four.
Yeah, last year one of the evenings had three short plays, and we'll just see what we get in submissions this year.
So we had four nights, but I think a few more plays. Yeah.
Well, at least we want to kick it over to you and give you a little time there to talk about how Dunes Arts Foundation also supports classes and camps and things like that. And those are coming up. So tell us all about that.
Sure. Before I just, can we talk about season tickets and what's,
sure, go ahead.
So I don't know. Do we talk about prices here on this?
You can.
We can. Okay. So for $150, you get a season ticket. You're a subscriber to our season, and it's really the best deal because you will be invited to opening night champagne toasts with the actors and crew. And we have a special event in May just for subscribers as well. So, our music theater starts July 9th through the 25th. It'll be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays for 3 weeks, 3 days a week. And then we have a performance on July 27th. And you can find out about that on dunesarts.org. You can get tickets by / tickets, or to go to the education, you do / education. But we've got lots of buttons on there that you can find your way around.
Well, it's always a privilege to have you here. Dunes Arts Foundation, Dunes Summer Theater, and of course, their wonderful classes and camps they offer. Elise Kamani, Managing Director, Steve Scott, Artistic Director. Break a leg on your upcoming season.
Thank you very much,
right,
Mary.
Right, it looks like a great forthcoming season. Congratulations.
Thanks, Thank Esther. You.
And a quick spotlight extra. Applications for Lake County Public Library's 3rd Annual Creative Arts Summit are due March 18th. Information is at their website, lcplin.org/CAS. lcplin.org/CAS. Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.